Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God. Oh.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Well, we're about to see. We're about to see what's going on with Brandon Ayuk. Apparently, according to Andrew Filippone, 93.7, the Fan in Pittsburgh, he does the afternoon show. He says the San Francisco 49ers and Pittsburgh Steelers are on the verge. Take a listen.
Here we go. It's a done deal?
Yeah, the trade is in place. I think it's just a matter of getting the very, very, very final details of everything worked out. So it's a verbal agreement. He's coming here. It's a done deal.
All right. We'll see. And we'll have Andrew Filippone on at 10:30.
Oh, we got him on. 10:30. So the baby in Andrew's mind, it's here. Gaga Goo Goo's daddy. It's here. We talked about, are the Niners really going to do this?
I don't know.
It sounds like they are. Be careful what you wish for. And go ahead, Stani. You were about to throw something at me.
No, I just.
You look good in your polo.
Oh, thank you. I'll talk about Generations Healthcare in a minute. No, I'll wait for it to become official, but I have no thoughts on whether he's right or wrong or jumped the gun or not. I just know that it
I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed. Yeah, it is. I'm disappointed in the Niners. I'm disappointed that they don't have a championship. And the disease of me is set in to the point to where you're going to lose your best all-around wide receiver, your best all-around natural wide receiver. And I've learned this at an early age. Norm Johnson taught me this, Steiny. Be your own man. And that's what you and I do. I give you only my takes and my takes only, but I read. And when I read the great Tim Kawakami in The Athletic come down the Niner road, the Niners road in regard to, you saw this coming. How did you have your stuff not straight to allow this to be a possibility? And all I'm going to tell you, partner, is Ricky Pearsall, left, right, up the middle. He sounds like he could be possibly damaged goods. Well, oh, I don't geez. Know. And now we find out yesterday that McCaffrey, his calf is barking early. You let this young man, number 11, leave, and you start the season, and things happen, Steiny, to where you need to throw the ball more than, you know, you need to rely on throwing the ball. And we find out that, you know, there's some malfunctions or you're not as prolific on offense. You are going to pay for this day, and we're going to find out why it happened, if it does happen, Steiny, but man, oh man, I can't believe this thing is really about to pop off.
Let's see.
All right.
I'm not questioning
allegedly
Andrew Filippone. I'm just saying.
Because Cowherd last week said it was going to happen.
Let me tell you something about the way I take things like this. He said a trade in place. They're just working on the final.
So Martin final.
I'm gonna operate as if the 49ers are doing what they've done every day, and maybe they're closer to something right now than they've ever been, and maybe it is almost done. But I'm still operating under the premise that it's not official till it's official. That's just me. But we'll have Andrew Filippone on in 20 minutes, and we'll pick his brain a little bit about what, you know, it's funny because it's a final, but what are the 49ers getting back?
Yeah, and there are reports right now that in May, the Steelers were willing to offer the Niners a first. They balked at it. So when we find out what the return, if there is an actual trade, Steiny, if it's not a first, you missed an opportunity to get that first-round pick the first time.
Allegedly.
Okay.
Yeah. Allegedly.
I like that word.
Allegedly.
I just can't believe Ricky Pearsall / Juwan Jennings and whoever else. Maybe a receiver's coming back, but how did it get to this, partner? The disease of me set in. Bosa held out, and he had a year left on his deal, and he didn't catch the hell that Ayuk is catching, Steiny, in social media world. Like, he's greedy. He's not a pro. It's like, wow, y'all doing that?
So hold on a minute.
Yeah,
I got to ask you a question about
something.
Is it the disease of me? Because of, you just said the 49ers botched this. Which one was it? Which one is it? Did the 49ers botch this, or is it the disease of me with McCaffrey and Ayuk and Trent Williams?
Well, the disease of me allowed everybody to eat. People still ate. You know, Warner, Bosa, Debo, people still got their money. McCaffrey. These problems were supposed to culminate when you had some hardware to look at on your hand, and it hasn't happened. My question is, why would it see? In my world, Steiny, if I'm the Niners, I pay the guys that are worthy of it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have sacrificial lambs in the secondary and other play. A guy that I deem as talented as Brandon Ayuk, you're going to get your chicken if you're not asking for something ridiculous. And I guess if a trade does happen, we'll find out what he really was asking for. But if Pittsburgh gives him a deal and it's $28 million, Steiny, I'm going to feel like the Niners let one get away if they offered $26 and they couldn't come together.
Okay.
That's just my two cents.
No, that's fine.
I can't believe this.
Disagreeing with
they
you.
They are a lesser offense and team without Brandon Ayuk.
Okay.
And no more Ayuk.
And you know what I'm thinking?
Yeah.
You know what keeps crossing my mind? A few things.
Give it to me.
Oh, the Warriors. Oh, they just pay Clay. Just pay Clay. Get him. They didn't. They made a decision. No, we're not paying Clay Thompson. Paul George. Let's go get Paul George.
They tried.
But they didn't. And okay, fine. We'll go to Larry Markkanen.
Both those were out of their control.
No, BS. The Golden State Warriors absolutely, positively could have acquired Lowry Markkanen if they upped the deal. But what happened? They felt they wanted to up the deal too much. The Golden State Warriors could have Lowry Markkanen right now. They could.
They offered was Moses
that's
Moody.
That's right.
But then you're not trying to get him.
My point is that the Warriors said, we're not giving you Pajemski. So they didn't want Markkanen that much. The San Francisco 49ers had an opportunity to pay Ayuk a certain amount of money. They didn't.
Mm.
Why? Because they
don't believe he's worth
it. In their mind, they waited out and said, it's not worth it.
Mm.
For whatever reason, and it probably has something to do with moving forward, they want to be in a better spot, theoretically, with their salary cap. But, like, this is, to me, this is no different than Clay or, and I'm not saying it's not a big deal. I'm not saying you're wrong. But what I'm saying is,
they made a decision.
Exactly. Exactly.
And now what if it ends up being the wrong one, well, Steiny? Then, that's all. Then we talk about these.
We'll be criticized.
And you giving Ayuk his credit, but I mean, we got some sound we need to play from the great wide receiver Ocho Cinco, Steiny. Ocho Cinco. And I mean, my gosh, it was. He kept it real in his assessment of how important wide receivers are. And if you're not a top three wide receiver, I'm paraphrasing, Steiny, you can be replaced. Okay. You can replicate that production. And I wonder, it looks like the Niners are saying the same thing, kind of to just back up what you said. They must feel like Brandon Ayuk is replaceable. And obviously that they showed us that in April in the draft when they drafted Ricky Pearsall.
Yeah.
So I don't know why I'm like, man, and I mean, if I watched that Super Bowl, Ayuk was invisible, Steiny. So was that Niner offense. But man, if you're telling me you're going to run it back with Jennings and this rookie, we're watching, and you're Mr. Everything, McCaffrey. I know you tell me I like to panic. I'm not panicking, but I do find it strange. Running back gets hurt, misses time. It's happened. We've seen McCaffrey miss time, but man, you're really going to do that?
I mean,
on the cusp of trying to go back and defend the NFC throne.
The reality, like the what I want to get to the heart of is, to me, it's clear the San Francisco 49ers could have done a contract extension with Brandon Ayuk. It might have cost him 26. It might have cost him 28. It might have cost them 30,
yeah.
But they decided not to.
Yeah.
So they could have. It's not like Brandon left in free agency and said, I love you Niners, but I'm going to this team.
Yeah,
that'd be one thing. The Niners decided we are not paying him that amount of money. Why? Why?
That man.
I don't know.
And neither do I.
But that's the
question. Let me take a crack at it real quick. A pinata. I think they can replicate what he's done, Steiny. And it's obvious by their choice in the draft, right? With their first round pick. That's what they're telling us.
Yep.
But it'll be hell to pay, I believe, just with fans and they matter. That if we watch this offense and it's not and it takes a step back, you're going to be like, wow, maybe that wasn't the right decision. And I guess that comes with the territory partner. But what they do with those funds that they save, if a trade does happen by not paying Ayuk, it'll be interesting too. Because right now, Steiny, it looks like with a pretty good year from one Brock Purdy, he's going to get the bag or reset the market. Well, and Dak will be out there too.
I think he's less likely to reset the market without Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah, I agree.
And
I agree with that one.
I have two silver linings for 49er fans if Ayuk does get traded.
I can't wait to hear one.
One is, the silver lining is now they get to assess Brock Purdy in a more realistic manner. They get to assess Brock Purdy quarterbacking the type of team that he's actually going to have to quarterback 2 or 3 years from now. I know it's not much, but it's the best I can do.
Van Halen.
Elton John.
Oh.
And secondly, hell, maybe they saved money on the Purdy contract when they have to pay him next year because he's less likely to put up monster numbers.
Steiny, you look like a professor. I'm not mad at that, but all you keep, that goes under finances.
Mm-hmm.
What about winning?
Well, finances are very important.
I think they want to win and pay Brock Purdy as opposed to, he ain't that, he's not as great as he ain't $60 million ready, but we lost in the first round of the playoffs. Why? And you help me out. I look at Joe Burrow. Why are we not looking at Joe Burrow saying, what is he without Ja'Marr Chase? Why are we looking at Dak Prescott, who's already had a contract, without a CeeDee Lamb?
Because those quarterbacks have been paid. Brock Purdy has not been paid.
I'll give you that.
And listen, I got to be clear. I'm not here saying, oh, Niners, they're playing chess. I'm not saying that. I'm going to do it all day. Why didn't they pay this guy? What was it? Why didn't they pay that guy?
I got to believe his asking price he's asking for 30 or more. The Steph Curry or the OJ Simpson.
And now I'll just take the other side. Okay, he wanted 30.
Now that...
Give him 30.
You can't... No!
Okay, well then, if he asked for 30 and you're saying you can't give him 30, well then...
Then I understand.
Then we're at an impasse.
Yes. But do you think we'll find that out, or we'll find out with if he's traded to Pittsburgh, they got to know he wants to re-up? Like, Wolf, we got too many good reporters not to find out. Like you said, they haven't talked since May. Think about that. And maybe standing out while you were
Clay
gone,
Thompson either.
And Evan and I were trying to be Dick Trace, Perry Mason, maybe that bro hug was about there was a deal coming.
Maybe.
But still, no, nothing from Schefter or the big boys.
Not yet. But
all right.
Oh.
What you mean?
Are you going to tell that to Filippone in 15 minutes?
No, I'm just...
What do you mean? You know him?
Yeah, no, I don't. It's not official.
Oh, okay.
Like a referee with a whistle.
Right. Let's go to the Warrior in Concord.
Start us out.
What's up, Warrior? How you doing?
Well, I woke up in a good mood on my way to the A's game, singing the 877 Cars for Kids, getting my wife mad, and I put you guys on, and I was in a great mood.
Good.
Guru, you kind of set me back about 3 moons.
What did I do, Warrior?
Listen,
wow.
We don't know how Aiyuk is in the room. There's the rumors that are going around that made its way to Maricopa, Arizona, you know, all the big cities. But I want to compare this to the Warriors.
Okay.
And the Warriors move not to sign Clay.
Okay.
Warriors only endorses that move. We don't reward a guy for what he did yesterday. We start rewarding guys what they do in the future. I don't want to see them get rid of Pods. Now, my thing, and I know this will probably bring a tear to Guru's eyes, is that I got to see the Warriors moving on for Kuminga. It's not an all-star. Been in the league long enough to be an all-star. Last 3 years, he's been, you know, breakout star.
All right.
It's all about clearing cap.
Warrior.
And it's the same thing
Warrior.
With Aiyuk.
Warrior.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay,
Warrior.
I'm sorry. I was.
Yes.
Yeah, I just wanted you to get back to Aiyuk and what you think of Aiyuk.
Yeah, okay, but I just wanted to say what I had to say because
okay.
Warrior doesn't like to call sports shows very much.
All right.
No A's.
Well, thanks.
Yep.
Warrior, appreciate the call.
And he was wrong. I wouldn't pay Kuminga either. I think he had me thinking I would pay Kuminga, but
Kuminga's so far down the priority list today.
The Niners are going to take a step back and not be a better football team without Brandon Aiyuk.
Possibly.
That's very logical.
Thank you, Kyle.
That's very logical.
So why are they doing it?
Because maybe they think Purdy's going to take a step up. Maybe they think Debo's going to have a better year. Maybe they think their offensive line is a little bit better. Maybe they think their defense is better.
Well, I don't know about that.
Well,
one of the offensive linemen's on a boat or a canoe somewhere in Houston.
Oh, but he's so... Well, don't worry about him.
I'll give him
whatever he wants.
I'll acquiesce. Hey, anything you need, you got, Trent.
Yeah.
Tell us when you want to come back, big fella.
All right, if you're just joining us... I mean, I thought, you know, I was going to say, what's new with Brandon Aiyuk? All right, so Andrew Filippone, radio show host in Pittsburgh, 93.7 The Fan, going to join us in 10 minutes. He's saying that the deal is essentially done with the Pittsburgh Steelers. All right, he's the only guy reporting that at this point. What else do we know? Patriots are out of it, according to Matt Maiocco and many, many sources. And Pittsburgh was back in play. That's the news coming into the day, and we will see what follows up. Mike Tomlin,
what'd he say, Stoney?
He coaches the Pittsburgh Steelers. He was asked after practice today about all this stuff.
Actively looking at that part of your depth chart, or
I'll let you guys speculate on that. I just like the way that group has worked. Getting to know particularly some of the new veteran guys in that group. Can't say enough about Van Jefferson and Scotty Miller, for example. Guys that have shown really high floors in this process, man. They are really consistent in their performance, and they bring it every day, and that's kind of indicative of veteran players. Been pleased with the growth and the work coming from that group.
All right, so he likes their receivers. And what does that mean?
Just, you know, news update. He likes their receivers.
Right. He also was asked about the Niners. He said, well, it's still early on the West Coast.
What the boy.
Maybe,
the best coast. All right, Kyle and John. Man, this is,
All right, 888-957-9570. What do 49er fans make of it all? Let's just say hypothetically And we'll talk to Andrew Filippone, who's saying the deal is essentially done. We'll talk to him in 10 minutes. But no shade. Let's assume it's not official yet, and they are still just shopping him a little bit, taking calls, doing this, doing that. What if it's just a little premature?
I don't know why there's a part of me that feels that way, because I just, for the life of me, partner, we can throw it out to the fans, Donnie. I mean this. It's simple Simon radio, but sometimes that's what it's about, because the answer is, are the Niners a better football team without Brandon Ayuk? 888-957-9570. I'm saying hell no. And the reason why, I almost don't care. How are you going to try to get back to the Super Bowl and sell your fan base that you're better without Brandon Ayuk? That's what it boils down to, me.
Okay, yeah. And on paper, nobody's going to be able to prove you wrong.
Wow.
I'm looking at a team like the Golden State Warriors. Okay, they lost Klay Thompson and Chris Paul. They got Buddy Hield and D'Anthony Melton and Kyle Anderson.
Slow-mo.
Okay, so are they better? Most people would say they're not better with those guys. Well, let's see. Maybe Kuminga takes a big jump. Maybe Wiggins gets better next year than he was this past year. Maybe Steph Curry continues to play at the highest of levels. Maybe these three guys fit in really well and make the Warriors a better defensive team. Maybe they're better. Now, Brandon Ayuk, it doesn't seem logical that they would lose their best receiver,
right,
and be better. But if they get growth from other positions, if guys have, you know, obviously Deebo Samuel, I think if Ayuk's not here, his workload just doubled, right? Man. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And I'll give you the I don't know, but partner, you just listed off a whole litany of questions that when you have Ayuk, it's about football.
Yep.
Now, those are a bunch of what ifs. And you know what? You could be right. And I know on the other side, after we have Andrew Stein, we could play Chad John Ocho, his comments. But he you kind of described what he was trying to say.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm not here saying the Niners are better. But every time you make a point like this, I'm going to have to say, so then why didn't they sign him? Why didn't they?
They must feel that he's replaceable. A la with the, what pick were they this year?
Who?
Ricky Pearsall, the Niners.
When late first,
okay,
30,
when our
31?
Guy came out, Goodell, and said Ricky Pearsall,
right,
that must have told us what they think of Ayuk. Maybe before they even knew his number.
And now you have to wonder
what he wanted.
Maybe they, or maybe at that point they didn't.
I'll tell you what, that would hurt
me. What if they never wanted to sign him to a long-term extension at the end of the season? They just didn't want to.
What if I think I'm doing great radio and the boss says, hey, you know what? Yeah, pretty good job, but I got four guys that could do that. That would hurt
me.
We don't have, if I got in the car driving home thinking.
It's not about four guys. It's about, but we can't afford to pay you what you're asking. And man. We have four guys who can replace you. We're not saying they're better than you, but we do have a guy or two who will slide into your spot. Will we be as good? Probably not. But we can't pay you, I guess, is what they
have
to
say. You're not worth it.
All right, coming up on the other side on the River Islands guest line will be Andrew Filippone, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. He does the afternoon show, and he's essentially reporting that Brandon Ayuk's going to be traded to the Pittsburgh Steelers. So we will talk to him on the other side. Again, that all comes courtesy of the River Islands guest line. If there's something to this, obviously we'll stay on Brandon Ayuk going to the Steelers probably all day. We could also get into some Warriors. Lauri Markkanen, he's officially signed his $200 million and something extension, so he will not be a Golden State Warrior at least in 2024, 2025. So the talk about Markkanen is over for now, which also essentially means the Warriors offseason is over. We could talk about how they did. We'll talk to Andrew Filippone next on the River Islands guest line. What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. That segment also brought to you by Express Employment Professionals.
It's a done deal?
Yeah, the trade is in place. I think it's just a matter of getting the very, very, very final details of everything worked out. So it's a verbal agreement. He's coming here. It's a done deal.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, that was Andrew Filippone. He works for 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. He hosts their afternoon show there, and he joins us right now on 95.7 The Game. Andrew, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Steiny, I just heard my voice play back there. Where was the excitement? It was missing. I don't know why I wasn't jumping off the ground there and hitting my head off the ceiling. I think it's because when you get such a bombshell story like this, you have a lot of nervous energy.
Right.
Especially when you're not an insider by trade. It's not what you do for a living. But you really, really trust the people you're getting the information.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rings, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
And then there's that situation where these other people that are paid millions of dollars to do this don't have the story yet.
Right.
And you're like, oh my God, what do I know that they don't know? But, and I'm sorry for this lengthy answer to start the
interview. This is big. This is big information. Go ahead.
Yeah. It's just, the one thing I'll say about the way this has unfolded over the last few days is that anyone that has checked my Twitter feed on this, I've been pretty consistent on it. Even when people like Adam Schefter, and I love Matt Maiocco, I think he does a great job. Even when these people have said differing things, I pretty much have held firm to what I've been hearing from people back here in Pittsburgh. So unless I'm getting duped at the absolute last second and everything I've heard up until now is right, and now I'm finally getting something wrong. Brandon Ayuk is going to be a Steeler very, very, very soon.
And Drew, I'm ready to just call out Kyle and John Lynch, because I fought off fans early on. Brandon Ayuk's catch radius, his route running, his ability to get loose at the line of scrimmage, it's up there. He's a top six receiver to me. But how are you going to lose the Super Bowl, almost win it twice, and then allow this kid to leave? And I guess my question, Andrew, and I think I know the answer, how good of a receiver is Brandon Ayuk to Andrew Filippone?
Well, Daryl, first of all, it's good to hear you ranting about the 49ers and not the Pirates for a change.
Drew, okay, there you go, baby. Five out, no, Andrew.
I love your Pirates passion. I know our radio station does too, and so it's good to kind of have the shoe on the other foot here. Look, I think there's all kinds of questions about what you said. How does he fit here? I think the Steelers clearly view Ayuk as a top 10 wide receiver. That's how they're going to pay him with this deal. You know, they have a history. It's interesting. They covet guys who beat their brains in. If somebody plays great against the Steelers, it, like, elevates them to world-class status. And look, I know this is not, you know, this is an analogy that everyone's probably going to agree with, but that's frankly why Steelers defensive players for such a long time thought Tom Brady was so much better than Peyton Manning, because Brady would bash the Steelers' heads in, and they would have a lot of success against Manning. But I digress. It's what Ayuk, I think, did in that week one matchup that not only opened their eyes, but cemented their feelings on him. And when they found out he could potentially be available, I think it was full throttle. And that's why, I mean, it's conspicuous to everyone else in the league who covers the NFL. Why have the Steelers left themselves so bare at wide receiver? Why is it George Pickens in a collection of bums? Well, it's because I believe all along, Omar Khan and Mike Tomlin were confident that they could get this deal done with Ayuk. So to answer your question, Daryl, I think they view him as a top 10 receiver. And I have him a little bit lower than that, but still a massive upgrade over the players they have on this roster right now.
Andrew Filippone joining us on 95.7 The Game. 95.7 The Game, that's our station. His station is 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. He's saying that Brandon Ayuk essentially, and in a matter of time, will be a member of the Pittsburgh Steelers. What is your sense that the 49ers can get in return or will get in return for Brandon Ayuk from Pittsburgh?
Yeah, so the one thing I feel really good about saying is that I don't think a first-round pick is in this deal. I feel, like I said, I wouldn't have put that out there on Twitter if I didn't have 99.9999999% confidence that the deal was done, other than maybe a couple I's being dotted and a couple of T's being crossed. It's the part of the transaction of what's going back to San Francisco that I have less clarity on. I can just tell you the names that I've heard on the Steelers' end that were discussed as a part of this deal. Those would be Dan Moore, who's been a starting left tackle, who frankly stinks for the Steelers over the last couple of years, and that's why they drafted Broderick Jones and Troy Fautanu. James Daniels, who is a pretty good guard. He played in Chicago, signed a deal that pays him around $8, $9 million here, and I think they like him, but they don't love him. And that's why they drafted a guy to backfill for him, McCormick, from South Dakota State, who was a great FCS player. But they told him straight up they're not going to give him an extension. So I would guess he's in the deal. And then Calvin Austin, a very small wide receiver, but a guy that can make a big play. And we just don't know how good he is because the offense was just so poorly run and poorly coached here the last couple of years. So my guess is one of those three guys are in the deal. I don't think George Pickens is in it. I don't think Pat Freiermuth, the tight end, is in it, even though I was told that was somebody that the 49ers did have interest in when they started talking about this deal.
Drew, let's say, you know, here in the next hour we find out Ayuk's a Steeler. Who do you personally want throwing the football to him? Or is that even in question?
Well, it is a good question. My preference is Fields, but it's not something I'm not willing to die on that hill. Yet, you know, like, I understand if their strategy is, let's see what Russell Wilson looks like because we got him for peanuts and he did throw 26 touchdowns last year and now we got him all these weapons. So I would be okay with that in Atlanta. but I would have a very, very, very short leash on him. And I would also be very open to and receptive to the idea of Fields doing things within their offense like Cordell Stewart did back in the day to help them right from the very beginning. I would not want someone with that kind of explosive playmaking just holding a clipboard on my bench early in the year. So I still think it's Wilson week one, but I think that gap has closed. And, you know, Tomlin, I don't think, is going to be completely fooled by the preseason anymore after what happened with Kenny Pickett last year. But I don't think it's completely out of the question that Fields starts week one. But if I had to make a guess right now, I would bet on Russell Wilson.
All right, Andrew Filippone joining us from 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. Listen, I know you got a show to do soon. Let me ask you one more, and that is, why do you think that these teams have been engaged over the course of the summer? Why do you think this didn't happen, let's say, on draft night or months ago?
Because I think the 49ers thought they could coax Ayuk into either playing out the last year of his contract or signing an extension that was more on the team's terms. I think that's the short answer to that. I think maybe they got the wrong impression when Ayuk showed up for camp that it was going to get the ball rolling on something. But clearly it didn't. And I think Khan figured that all along. And he's very good as a GM at, I think, playing the agents and knowing how players feel and being very locked in to that side of things. And I think he had a feeling all along that Ayuk was potentially going to make things hard on the 49ers. The other thing I've heard, guys, and again, this is from Pittsburgh, so I'm not in that locker room. I'm not, you know, proclaiming to be any of the great insiders that you have there who cover the team on a daily basis. But I had just heard that one of the reasons why this trade is happening now is that if Ayuk was there without a contract, I think there's some concern that other players would side with him and would be upset that he was forced to play there for $14 million. And I'm not saying that there would be a mutiny in the locker room or anything like that, but I don't think that the 49ers want a situation where there are multiple guys when they're trying to win a Super Bowl who are like, it's BS that this guy's not getting paid, and they're just and that would just create they might have that with Trent Williams right now. I don't know, but that it just sounds to me like the risk reward of that is something that they didn't want to deal with, and they think now they might be better off just taking what they can get for him.
Andrew, thank you so much for joining us, man. We'll keep in touch and we'll see what happens. Thank you very much,
Daryl. Your boy Derek Shelton's got to get his act together here. Okay,
yeah. I'll tell you what,
fool around anymore.
Having Khalifa Bunt Sunday with two on and no out, I haven't gotten over it.
I was right there behind home plate. I was screaming at him.
What are we
doing?
I don't know.
All right. He'll be calling in your show later on this afternoon, Andrew. You can have him on as a guest. All right, that's Andrew Filippone. And remember, all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. All right, there it is. 888-957-9570 is the number. The first question is, you just heard Andrew Filippone. Do you think it's essentially a done deal? That's the first thing we've got to address. He says he's very, 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 very confident. He says he's 99.999999 sure. He said he's been hearing the same consistent thing all off season, and that he's very confident that Brandon Ayuk is going to the Pittsburgh Steelers. So this is kind of interesting. I kind of feel like I'm going to have to play this as an old guy. Okay, we'll see, I guess. I still can't.
Because I'm right behind you.
I need an announcement from the Steelers or the Niners.
Or Schefter. And I love Drew. Drew's our guy. But, you know, until the baby's here, Stani, Gaga Goo Goo will know. But he said something that floored me.
What's that?
The word mutiny. And that's what I'm talking about, Stani. If that, in fact, can happen to where guys of the Niners would side against with Ayuk, the fact that they're what's Bob Myers' line? Just because you do something doesn't mean you have to, Stani. Could you imagine if that filtered over and Ayuk was forced to be put in that situation, and guys like you, Stani, and you're not the only one, go out there and play. It's your contract. You need to honor your contract. I like, what if he is traded and guys feel some type of way? Like, that's just the risk you take. And I know it's not daycare or romper room, but damn.
Well, Nick Bosa talked to the media yesterday and was asked, like a lot of the players, about Brandon Ayuk. And here's what he talked about if and when Ayuk isn't a Niner.
What kind of loss would that be if he's not on this team?
I think it'd be huge. I trust John and Kyle, but he's a very tough player to replace. So
there you go. That's Nick Bosa. So trust John and Kyle, but he's a tough guy to replace.
And then you got McCaffrey doing TV at practice calling Brandon Ayuk his former teammate. I don't think that's ever happened in life where a said player.
A guy misspoke?
No.
It's never happened that a guy's misspoke.
I'm Captain Misspoke. Point is, I'm not saying I'm doing a show with my former partner, Matt Steinmetz. So do you think the cat was let out the bag then, or did he really just misspeak?
I don't
My know. Former teammate?
I don't know. You're
at practice.
I don't know.
So is Ayuk, technically.
I don't know. I
former
can't.
Teammate. I think Steiny the baby's here. I think a deal is imminent. He had to know that Ayuk's gone. How do you refer to somebody that's still on your team as your former teammate?
Yeah, you misspeak.
Okay.
That's all.
I gotcha.
But
I have.
You might be right. You might be right.
And he did it smooth, though.
925, talking to another talk show host, throwing around wild speculation and acting like it means anything is stupid. Well, I wouldn't say he's. I wouldn't say it's wild speculation. He's been reporting stuff all off season. But tell you what I like about him is he acknowledges he's the only one out there with it, and none of the big boys have come around and confirmed it.
Yep.
But he feels confident. So, what's your take, 49er fans, at 888-957-9570? I mean, let me ask you this. Even if this particular report doesn't materialize,
then I think his ass will be a Niner, or he'll sit out week one to week eight. I thought yesterday leaving, getting in the caddy, that's where this thing is headed. And Evan saying, you know what, Goo, I just don't think they want to trade him, because I tried to pick a fight with you yesterday and early on, and I got to give you kudos, Stoney. But when you sit here and say, Goo, there's no defense attorney or any football fan that can draw an argument and make up the Niners are better without the services of Brandon Ayuk. And if you believe that, and I believe that, and 99% of the fan base believes that, why would John and Kyle put their football team in that situation? So, Steiny,
well,
yesterday you said, real quick, Major League Baseball, the Niners are playing hardball. If by 2 o'clock today this doesn't come down, this trade, I got to believe – Andrew, you know, the thought on good authority, he had it that a deal was imminent, but I'm gonna say it's not going to happen. I just can't see the Niners going out there week one against the Jets without him. Without getting an Amari Cooper back.
I could see it.
Wow, man.
I'm still skeptical. I mean, I'm not getting on here saying it's done or it's not done. I'm just trying to give everybody as much information that's out there as possible. And you guys can make of it what you will. Whether he is or isn't going to the Pittsburgh Steelers, we will see. But the question I keep hearing, and it's a good one, is if you're knocking on the Super Bowl door and Brandon Ayuk's a big part of it, why wouldn't you just, quote-unquote, just pay him the money? Obviously, we need to hear an answer on that if it comes down to that. But, the one thing I'm convinced of now more than ever is we might underestimate how front offices look at the future, because it matters. Clearly it matters. If the future didn't matter, the 49ers and Ayuk, he'd be practicing right now in Santa Clara if the future didn't matter.
But we saw this with Debo. He did the same thing, and he won. Mm-hmm. We saw with Bosa, and he won. I guess, Stoney, what's the difference here?
The difference here is that it's clearly gotten closer – to Ayuk leaving, I think, than Deebo Samuel leaving. But 49er fans can answer that too, because listen, if I'm a diehard Niner fan, you could still think he's going to play this year for us, and I don't think it would be. But hey, I'm going to tell you, I came in this morning before Filippone did his thing, and I said, you know, I still think he may come here, or Brandon Ayuk may play for $14 million. I still think it's within the realm of possibility. Now, obviously, if he gets traded today, that chance goes out the window. Yeah. But
I get my
This is one of those where I'm going to need to hear it from one of the teams, and from somebody, kind of involved in the situation directly. But that's just me. 888-957-9570 is the number. 49er fans, what do you think? What do you think about all this stuff going on? What's going on, you ask? Well, in the last 24 hours, the Patriots apparently fell out of the running for Brandon Ayuk, and Pittsburgh jumped back into the picture. And according to at least one radio host in Pittsburgh, the deal is done. We're essentially done, and Ayuk is going to the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's not been confirmed.
Well, they're going to be a better team, Steiny, the Steelers. Nobody cares, but they went to the playoffs.
Yep. So what do you think of all of it, San Francisco 49er fans? Are you kind of with me and say, you know, let's wait? You know me. You know me with these things. I tend to be very conservative. Very conservative. So we will see.
I got the best analogy for the McCaffrey calling the former teammate.
I'll be the judge of that.
Okay, you ready? Yeah. All right, hold on to your pants, Daddy, right here. Guru, that's like me calling from the 510, it's like me calling your wife my ex-wife. Like, that's what McCaffrey is saying. Oh. Like, he's your teammate, bud. My former teammate. Imagine you saying that to the missus. What the hell's going on in your dome? Yeah, my wife. Yeah, she made a good dinner last night. Oh, boy. Yeah, well, that ain't going to go over well.
As someone who has
misspoke,
bungled his words occasionally, it can happen. It can happen.
I'll tell you what. See. If this were a daiquiri being made right now, and you told me hey, how does the Ayuk situation taste, or what do you think? I'd be like, par for the course, but when you give me a splash of Trent Williams and whatever's going on there, then I'm like, somebody's mangled the books, i.e. Tim Kawakami on The Athletic. Read his article, Steiny.
I did.
He was critical of if Ayuk is gone, what were the Niners doing and think? They were asleep at the wheel.
Or they never really wanted to sign him long term in the first place. But you're right. Why? Even if that were the case, what if they get less now by moving him? You use this, you kind of summed up what Richard Sherman, former NFL player, said about this, and sometimes this is the way it goes.
It just doesn't seem like it's going to have that happy ending. It's going to have one of those endings that just leaves a bad taste in everybody's mouth, and it's nobody's fault. Brandon did everything he's supposed to do. He played well. He's a great teammate, great person, great individual, great everything. San Francisco has done right by him, been a good organization, put good teammates around him, kept great structure, not a lot of volatility in terms of the coaching staff or you know, the front office. It's been pretty consistent from both sides. But at the end of the day, we knew this point would come for the San Francisco 49ers. You can't pay everyone.
Sounds exactly like Klay Thompson.
What? Because Klay was finished, Donnie, essentially. The Warriors died. So was this guy's entering in his prime. And I got to tell you, I love me some Richard Sherman, but Donnie, he's close to this team. This is bad. This is not, ask Brandon Ayuk why he's on the airplane to Pittsburgh if he gets traded there, or his new location, how he feels about the team. Miss me with all that, hey, everybody did right by each other. Hell nah. This is, the Niners have just completely botched this. A homegrown guy they identified, and it's time to ante up and have him your number one for the future. And for what? For a couple $20, $50? I don't know what it is. Richard, miss me with all. Oh, it's just how it ends. You never are this type of guy on any other subject matter. So I'm shocked that you would just say, "Hey, nothing to see here. Everybody put their best foot forward." Nah, something must be going on. We keep hearing Brandon Ayuk's a good teammate. Steiny, is he a locker room problem? I hadn't heard anything after the whole thing he got into the doghouse somebody needs to put their cards out on the table and explain why this man might be minutes away from not being a 49er. It can't just be, this dude's at the top of his game or close, Steiny. Like, so it ain't about he's falling off like Clay and he was robbed of the injuries. That's what makes this thing just rather peculiar.
All right. Well, if Brandon Ayuk was asking for a number that the Niners were never going to get to, then what should the Niners have done?
That I said yesterday and still stand by. But I would ask you this to that. Why does Pittsburgh, if a trade is happening, why do they feel like giving Brandon whatever number is suffice?
Well, I'd
say
two,
what I mean?
Yeah, two reasons. One is Pittsburgh values him more. They think he's better than the 49ers think he is. And I got to believe that the Pittsburgh Steelers feel more comfortable with their salary situation, paying him 30 or whatever he's going to get, more than the 49ers feel like paying him 30 or whatever he's going to get and what it's going to do to their salary structure. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's all very interesting. How do 49er fans feel about it all? Again, if you're just joining us, Brandon Ayuk, according to just one guy, right now, man, from our sister station in Pittsburgh, Andrew Filipponi, saying this deal's done. It's a done deal. He even mentioned some names. Dan Moore. Uh-oh, he's a left tackle. He's a left tackle.
You hear his following statement?
Well, you know what? As Guru would say, you get Dan Moore in here, he'll play the easiest football he's ever played.
What was the other line, Evan? You
he
got
says,
me.
Yeah, I heard Dan Moore's in the deal, and quite frankly, he stinks.
Well, there it is, right?
Oh, yeah. Boy. All right, 888. We're going to open up the phone lines on the other side at 11 o'clock, so we're going to go to break, and then I see people lining up right now. What do you make of it all? I mean, first of all, do you believe it? It's a fair question, and I'm not saying you should. I'm not saying you shouldn't. I don't know. Do I believe it?
Maybe.
I don't know. I don't know. Boy. It does feel like this thing has taken a turn, that's for sure, and that Brandon Ayuk's days in San Francisco may be numbered. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Hey, join 95.7 The Game at Harding Park Friday, September 6th, for the Pettinelli Financial Partners Golf Tournament. It benefits the Autism Society of San Francisco. Go to 957thegame.com to learn more. And it's presented by our friends at ATCO Pest Control, the Bay Area's locally family-owned pest control company. That segment was also brought to you by Chilton Auto Body.
Have you been in a car accident?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.